Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Snap to Prescott, back, steps up in the pocket, deep to the middle, caught by Pickens and circles left and runs away, 20, 15, 10, cuts right, touchdown. The Raiders just quit running after him, and Pickens made an incredibly surgical cut.
Thank you to Cowboys Radio. Yes, the defense quitting was a theme last night, but the Cowboys laid it on. 33-16 is the final score, Pearl, and it could have been much higher. They started taking a knee on the plus side of the two-minute warning at the end of the game. Brian Schottenheimer, so much respect for Pete Carroll. They coached together. Schottenheimer was his offensive coordinator for many years in Seattle. And so this could have been even worse or whatever, even yeah. Bigger margin. And, you know, I don't find myself generally, you know, rooting for the Dallas Cowboys, but I'm sure yesterday was cathartic for them. The first time they're on the field since the tragic death of Marshawn Nealon, and they get to go out and put a butt-whooping on the Raiders.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, they did try and drive down and score a touchdown with 4 minutes left, and CeeDee Lamb dropped the ball at the two-yard line. So I don't know about the being nice thing. But if you knew nothing about the rest of the Cowboys season and you flew in and saw this game, you would think Jerry Jones is the greatest GM in the history of the world. Quentin Williams was unstoppable. George Pickens looked like Randy Moss combined with Jerry Rice.
Pearl, you're like, I told you it's about next year, but Pickens, catches, 144 yards in
touchdown. Well, yeah, but Jerry didn't start the year being like, well, I'm all in for 2027. 2026.
Yeah.
No, he thought it was going to be this year. So all his moves worked out great last night. I'm just saying it's probably too late this year. Is George Pickens for next year? Would you have intel? I don't, because as far as I can tell, they have not signed that man.
No, but I think they're going to. And I don't know if they're going to drag it out like they usually do, but maybe this one will get done kind of lickety-split.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. Yeah, definitely. I'm sure that their agent is talking. Jerry can figure out the name of the agent.
But let's not forget, because it's the Cowboys, even the good nights and everything good, obviously with heavy hearts, of course, but all the positivity on the football field, you still had one headline, one little piece of drama, which is George Pickens and CeeDee Lamb getting benched for that opening drive. We still don't know why. It was a team disciplinary thing. Doesn't look like conduct detrimental. If I was just going to throw some wild guesses out there, I don't know. Maybe you miss a meeting when you're in Las Vegas. I don't know. Maybe that happens. Maybe not, but I'm just recklessly speculating here. But listen, I mean, yes, it looked last night like Jerry Jones, the GM, had his fastball back, because Pickens was awesome. And Quinnen Williams, paired with Kenny Clark, by the way, who was one of the pieces in the return for Micah Parsons, they looked amazing. Now, the Raiders were very willing participants in this because, of course, it looks great on defense when you don't even try to run the ball. They didn't even attempt really to run the ball until the game was almost out of hand. The Raiders are so funny to me because clearly they're going to have major changes. They completely whiffed on what this season was going to be. They were in a go-for-it season. They're a two-win team, and they might not win two more games the rest of the way. People got to go. Like, it's so bad. And Tom Brady can yuck it up with Jim Gray all he wants. Like, unless Tom Brady puts a uniform on, there's clearly not a way that he's impacting this team in a positive way either. So you want to go with the Cowboys side of it. I think this does bode well for next year. Pearl, they are building a little something. Brian Schottenheimer's not a disaster as a head coach. Quinnen Williams is a good player who helps the rest of the D-line. They've got maybe the two best receivers in the league as far as a tandem. Then you want to put Jefferson and Addison, but as long as J.J. McCarthy's thrown to him in Minnesota, those guys are going to be stuck in purgatory.
Well, I mean, they have to sign George Pickens. He's a straight free agent, and they're probably going to have to pay Quinnen Williams some more, too. So they're going to run into the normal Cowboys offseason drama. I would get too excited. I mean, the Raiders' philosophy right now, where they are as a team, is very simple. We are going to flood the field with tight ends, and if you can match our tight ends, you're going to beat us. And it turns out the rest of the NFL is not terrified of a team with three good tight ends and nothing else. I mean, their receiving core is terrible. They chose not to run, and they drafted a running back at number 6 overall, Maggie.
Well, they traded away their best receiver in Jacoby Myers, who was their best receiver.
By the way, who's also not even... Right, I'm just saying, like, all they have is a bunch of tight ends. And poor Geno has no chance there. So the whole thing is a mess. But the funny thing is, Chip Kelly would drive me crazy, the offensive coordinator of the Raiders last year at Ohio State, for running the ball too much, like the Michigan loss. And now all he does is pass the ball. So I don't even know what Chip Kelly's doing. He makes zero sense as an NFL coordinator in the year 2025.
Okay.
They wrote me off. I ain't right back, though.
It's funny. There were times last year when I thought you and EJ were going to get into a car and drive to Columbus just to bang on Chip Kelly's door and go, what the hell, man?
That was the worst.
Let's hear from Pete Carroll last night, the Raiders head coach, made a haircut 8, getting a bit defensive with the media when he was asked about why so many dropbacks and not any runs. Why not even test this Dallas defense, who has been the bottom of the league against the run?
It was 31 dropbacks in that first half, 3 runs. Is that... I mean, I can't imagine that that's something that you like to look
at.
Yeah,
it wasn't 31 dropbacks. It was a bunch of play action passes, and really, I really wanted to see us do that. There's only one person to look at, it's me, because I was influenced on the game plan. I loved the way we were chunking them, and we made big plays. But I knew what was happening, you know, and Chip and I knew what was going on, but we were trying to stay with it and to see if we could continue to get the big plays, which we were getting.
Yeah, you know, like when someone's lying and they start talking really fast, like, I swear, it wasn't me. I didn't do it. Look at that. Made it. It kind of felt like a little bit of an interrogation when it was a very simple question, just really with facts and breakdown there.
I saw an interview with Mike McDaniel at halftime of the Commanders Dolphins this week. It was funny. I noted this interview. He said, I want to run a lot of play action, the Dolphins coach. I want to run a lot of play action, but you can only run play action when you run the ball effectively. And then he said, so we're going to try and run the ball effectively. He came out in the half and then proceeded to throw the ball 6 straight times because he was lying in his halftime report thinking the Commanders were listening or something. Anyway, you can't do play action if there's no run game.
Yeah.
So what is Pete Carroll talking about? Well, the Cowboys weren't afraid of the play action. There was no reason to be afraid of the play action.
It
wasn't
work.
31 dropbacks. It was a bunch of play-action passes, and really, I really wanted to see us do that.
Yeah, but you have to run the ball to fool the defense with the play-action. I mean, you don't need to be Bill Walsh to figure that out. Old reference there. What's a modern Bill Walsh? You don't need to be Kyle Shanahan to figure out. You need to run the ball to do play-action.
Listen, I mean, the whole Genty pick looks like it was a complete just miscalculation. And now you actually do... Here's... just an underscore of how bad things have been as far as talent evaluation with the Raiders. And I understand that they have a new general manager now, and I understand that, you know, maybe scouting departments change. But since they moved to Las Vegas, Pearl, in 2020, they've selected 48 players in the draft, and one of them has earned a Pro Bowl honor.
Who's that?
Brock Bowers.
Oh, yeah.
One. And he was drafted last year. One. Last year, 2 years ago. Last year. There's no talent on the roster besides Max Crosby and Brock Bowers and maybe Genty, but we're not even sure yet, because if you have an offensive line that's banged up and weird, and you know they're elevating guys from the practice squad before the game, they're not doing anything, and people gotta go in Vegas. I don't know who is it. John Spytek, the general manager, and Pete Carroll together, and Chip Kelly, and Geno moves to emeritus sort of mentor role for whoever they draft.
Well, you can't put Spytek in there. He just got there. Did he even do last year's draft? Maybe he did, but I'm not sure.
That was
totally Pete Carroll's call.
To take a running back?
Yeah, Pete Carroll did that in Seattle a bunch of times. Remember, he took Rashad Penny in the first round? So that was pure Pete Carroll. I don't want to make people in Vegas sick right now, but you realize that they took Genty at 6 and Teddero McMillan went 8. He's a stud. And Emeka Ibuka went 19. Can you imagine him in the black and silver? That would be amazing.
Okay. So, Raider fans, you're welcome to win here. Who's got to go? 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. And I can think I think this one's going to be an opening. Pete Carroll, I think, is probably going to go. But can I flip back over to the Cowboys for just a second? I was thinking about this last night. And, you know, obviously in the wake of this tragedy with Marshawn Neal, and I don't want to overstate things, but just on the field, this has got to be the best you've felt in a while, no? Like, the moves are working. It's working out. You know, Jerry did take some swings. Like, we make fun of him when his stuff fails. We made fun of him when he traded for Micah Parsons. But if you're a Cowboy fan, is this the first time in a long time where you thought, all right, maybe there is an adult in charge? Maybe we do have a plan. Maybe there is a vision. I mean, the defense has been so bad through the season, Pearl. Your guy overshone back last night, still working his way back a little bit from that knee injury. But I know that he'll get back there.
He went to the sideline. I thought he was hurt again. It turned out his brace was falling off. But
this is not a bad vision here. It's not.
First of all, Maggie, they're 4-5-1. And they are I tell you right now.
Not about this year. I'm talking about building for the future.
Nobody in the NFL is looking at next year. They're going to be frustratingly close to the playoffs because I think they're going to give Philly a very, very hard time next week. They're 3.5-point dogs. I would take the Cowboys. I mean, what are you seeing in Philly? Maybe it's a short week and Dallas is not right, but Dak owns the Eagles. Like he's going to tear them apart. I know the defense has been great in Philadelphia. I don't think Dak is scared of them at all. Do you remember before the rain delay, week one?
Yeah.
I know Jalen Carter was out, but Dak completed pretty much every pass against Philly. Now, the problem is for Dallas.
Philly's defense has changed a lot since that week.
I know, but generally, Dak has never had any problems with that defense. So they got Philly. Problem is Kansas City and Detroit after that. And then they got the Chargers later in the season. There are a lot of tough matchups. I think it's
they're not going to be favored in any of these games. They'll be favored against Washington, and maybe I don't even know if that's true. And maybe Manny's Giants. Maybe
wait, they'll be favored by. You don't think they'll be favored against the Giants? They'll be favored by 8 points against the Giants.
Okay, the Giants. Fine, that's the last game of the season.
They'll be favored by 10 against the Commanders.
I don't know if Jaden Daniels comes back. Maybe not.
They'll be favored. I think they'll be favored against the Chargers for
Manny's
sure.
Manny's Cowboys.
They should be favored at home against Minnesota and Los Angeles. They'll be favored in the last four games. But anyway, they're going to get frustratingly close to the playoffs, and they're going to, I think it's going to be disappointing. You think that fans are rational enough to say next year is going to look great when this year is going to be so close, you have so much talent on the field? I think that would be a very frustrating situation you're describing.
I don't know, because, again, you want the arrow pointing up while you still have Dak Prescott under this contract and still looking like he's in his prime, you know? And so, you know, for next year, like, why not, right? You're going to run it back with CeeDee Lamb with George Pickens. You got to sign Pickens now. And now you've got Quinnen Williams, and now you've got more of your defensive line. Maybe they keep Kenny Clark. I wasn't sure if they were going to. You got some more, you know, draft capital. I think it's okay. Dallas Cowboy fan finally, for the first time, probably feels like there's, you know, the anvil's getting lifted off their back. Like, wow, maybe we actually have something here.
How are you paying George Pickens $35 million, CeeDee Lamb $35 million, Dak Prescott $60 million, and then probably have to repay Quinnen Williams? I'm just curious where you got this
money. Eagles figured out how to pay two wide receivers and a quarterback and good defensive players. You just kick the can down the road. That's what going for it is all about. For next year.
Oh, my God.
And by the way,
have you never watched a Cowboys offseason? Do you know how this works, how this story goes?
Yeah, but see, here's the thing about Quinnen Williams. You don't have to rip up his contract. I don't think you have to do that. Maybe you have to add a little more guaranteed money to keep him happy, but that's not a full, we've got to do this dance where he's away from the organization. I don't think it's going to get anywhere close to that dramatic.
I think the Pickens thing is going to be tough. I think he will resign, but I think it's going to really put the team in a team-building spot that's hard. Because that's a lot of money on your two wide receivers and your quarterback. And I think you have to pay a lot. They're already paying the defensive line a lot, which isn't even good, ironically. And they're going to have to pay the offensive line. I don't know. One of the Tylers, I think, is due. This is going to be a crazy offseason.
I think this is the best a Cowboy fan's felt in a while. Again, on the field, we obviously understand there's serious things going on off the field. I don't want to confuse the two. But I'm just saying, this was a new-look defense last night. And yes, the Raiders did their part. They were happy, it looked like, to play the role of the Washington Generals last night and lay down for the Cowboys. And to the Raider fans, you're welcome to weigh in, of course, at 888-710-4ISN. We're asking who has to go of the poo-poo platter of John Spytek, Pete Carroll, Chip Kelly, Geno Smith. Is there someone else I should put in there? I think I got
can't
everybody.
Give it to Mark Davis, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Well, I agree with you on everybody. Ew. No way. Spytek's totally fine. Well, he's done nothing on this team building yet.
All right. Maybe you just wish you could get rid of him.
Why would you want to get rid of John Spytek? I think, what do you know about this man?
If you think he had more input on how they put the roster together, then he's the one to blame. If you think it's all Pete Carroll, which I know you do, then that's different. But who's really running the show in Vegas?
Who's the quarterback of the Vegas Raiders?
I mean, Geno.
Yeah.
Where do you think he came from?
No, we know.
It's just a Pete Carroll's team.
That's fine. But then Pete's got to go.
Well, of course.
Or Jim Gray's got to go, who Amy Trask has told us has an inordinate amount of...
But at the same time, who hired Pete Carroll, though? Because I don't know if I want to just throw Spytek just completely out from under the bus. Because at the end of the day, the ownership group and John Spytek and I guess Tom Brady, they decided that Pete Carroll was the guy. So if you're bringing in Pete Carroll and he says, bring me in and then we'll bring in Geno Smith and we'll win next year. Well, that was a terrible miscalculation.
Yeah, John Spytek, everyone was in on the plan.
It definitely owns some of this.
Yeah, I mean, but it'd be a one-and-done GM. I get one and done coaches, and even that's ridiculous. But
I think
one
the Raiders did that with Tom Telesco, did they not?
But they didn't. I don't know if he was one and done, but they were moving around a lot of things. I feel like that. I don't think Spytek is gone. Spytek's also younger. I mean, obviously Pete Carroll's age plays into this. Like you thought, you brought him in as a win right now coach, and it didn't happen.
Yeah, I thought he'd be like stabilizing force or raise the floor. But it's been all bad for the Raiders. All bad. But whatever Jim Gray was saying to Tom Brady last night was very funny.
Oh, yeah.
They were yucking it up. Oof.
That's the other thing, too. What can Brady do as a 5% minority owner? Does he actually get more involved? Because I don't think he was super involved in the draft last year.
No, he's involved, Pearl. I mean, rounds one through seven.
I don't think. I think he was involved in the big, big moves. Like, is he going to spend even more time and really get into the weeds here? Do you think he was involved in every pick and every personnel move? I think he just did the big things last year. That's my sense.
Well, the big things didn't work. If the big thing was drafting Ash and Jeanty, signing Geno, it didn't work. So I don't know. I mean, I wanted to give Tom Brady some credit here, but, you know, I don't know about Tom Brady. I'm not sure about this guy.
You were pretty sure last year.
I was, but now I've seen how he's acted the last year. I don't know if he's a great businessman. I mean, he's a spokesperson for every single thing under the sun. He cloned his dog, for goodness sake, to talk about a biotech company.
Yeah, he cloned his dog because he loved his dog.
You don't even get the actual dog. You just get this weird facsimile of the dog.
I am aware how cloning works. I didn't think the actual dog survived on it. I mean, that'd be cool if you could do that.
Weird. Just weird. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. So on the Cowboys side of it, again, football only. What you saw on the field last night, does this give you hope? And maybe Jerry was right. Guys, it's not a crime to say Jerry Jones made a couple good moves and he could be right. I think he did a great job. 888-710-4ISN. Bringing Quinn and Williams looks like a slam dunk.
Yeah, we'll see. That's a first round pick. And that's, by the way, a sick draft in 27. Hopefully the Cowboys will be good that year.
All in.
And then for the Raiders, who's got to go? 888-710-4ISN. Is it the GM? Is it the coach? Is it the quarterback? Is it the... Who else do I have? Offensive coordinator.
Yeah, Chip Kelly.
I mentioned quarterback.
Yeah. Oh, you're sorry. Yeah. I mean, that's an interesting conversation, too, because this is not a great quarterback class. They'll probably take somebody, and then they'll be stuck with a guy that they're not totally convinced.
Want to hear something crazy? Yeah. For as bad as the Raiders looked last night, and it was as bad as it can be, they're still just picking sixth. There's so many teams in front of them. Tennessee, the Giants, Cleveland, New Orleans, the Jets. They got to do some serious losing here if they want to get to a top three pick.
Well, yeah, a lot of those teams don't need quarterbacks, though, because the Giants have Jackson Dart.
Tennessee.
Also, I'm telling you, if you look at this quarterback class, number six is fine to get a quarterback because they're all totally average anyway.
So that's not great. I mean, maybe it's a Mac Jones situation. Do they do this again with another retread and get into that market like they just did with Geno? They just traded a third-round pick for Geno last year. Do they try to go back into it with a more experienced person? I don't know.
A bridge quarterback? Sure. Yeah, that'd be kind of disappointing, too. This is a tough spot for Raiders.
Horrible
spot. They've been in a tough spot for 25 years,
yeah,
Prof.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, listen.
And, of course, Mark Davis, they always catch him doing things you just never see any other owner doing.
He's the Michael Scott of the NFL. He's always looking awkward and weird.
It's like, have you ever thought in your mind to see, like, a Rooney... Amara, even Jerry, well, I don't want to say Jerry, but any of these old guard, you know, owners, Pearl, the camera catches them just talking with like beautiful women. And one I know was that, was it the drummer? Not Sheila E. Who was it last night? And then there's two gorgeous women. Like,
it was
always
like Carlos Santana's wife or something?
Yes, thank you.
That was a weird moment when Joe Buck knew all these real estate power players in the box. I'm like, who is Joe Buck?
Don't know Mike Meldman? Pearl, get a pick of
the There was another guy named Arvid something. Like, he's like, oh, this guy owns something. I'm like, well, who is Joe Buck hanging out with? And he goes, that is a powerful box. I'm like, wow, powerful. It seems like the axes of evil, like old school Raiders. I don't know. What that box was funny looking. Is anybody with me?
Axis of Evil. Yeah. I only know one of the guys. He owns a tequila company. You may have heard of
him. Had you heard of that landscape realty guy?
No. I've heard of the guy who's a part owner of Casamigos.
This owner's box look like, remember you guys got Super Friends and all the Legion of Doom sitting at the table in the swamp? This is what this looks like.
Someone's like petting a cat.
Yeah, yeah. Looking for Joker and Lex Luthor. And where's Black Manta?
888-710-4ISN. I'm not killing the tequila guy. I like him. Thank you for the Casamigos.
You're welcome for tequila.
Thank you, Manny. 888-710-4476. Okay. Cowboys side of this, is this the most hope you've had as far as on the field in a while? Raiders side of this, who's got to go? 888-710-4ISN. Sit tight.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, welcome back, Maggie and Perloff. Quinn and Williams and George Pickens put on a show last night. Quinn and Williams, newest Cowboy, they traded a lot for him from the Jets. 1.5 sacks last night, 7 total pressures, and according to Pro Football Focus, 21.4 pass rush win rate, which is huge for a tackle. So Jerry Jones is a genius GM. That's where we are today. They are still going to have an uphill battle because they're scheduled to make the playoffs. But I'll tell you, I think this year is in because I think they could easily beat the Eagles at home. The Eagles have not looked great, in my opinion. I'm an Eagles fan. So if they get to 500, 500 late in the season and anything is on the table, and then they play the Chiefs. Are we impressed with the Chiefs? So there's.
No, but let's pump the brakes a little bit. I think that you can see the vision for the Cowboys for next year. But as far as like the step up in weight class between the Raiders and the Eagles is going to be gigantic. Because look at what we just saw the Eagles do to an offense that has two great receivers and Amon Ross St. Brown and Jameson Williams.
Jared Goff outside? Come on.
Well, whatever. I mean, I just...
There's no whatever. It was a windy day with Jared Goff in a windy day at night. There's no chance. Dak indoors in Texas, listen, is a different animal altogether.
I'm trying to just, like, give some realistic hope for the Cowboys. This is probably as good as you felt about things on the field in quite a long time. Tyrone's in Dallas. Tyrone, what do you got, sir?
I am all in on this crap being crap. I'm just going to be honest with you. I'm serious. I'm serious. Cowboy fans, do we realize who we play? We play the Raiders. The Raiders. Did you see that defense had no corners to stick with our receivers? You know what I'm saying? They had no receivers to threaten our corners. You're right. The draft was for next year. It's not for this year. They're not beating Detroit. They're not beating Philly.
No.
They're not beating Kansas City.
No.
It's not happening this year. I need our fans to understand that it's not happening this year.
Okay, but Tyrone,
this crap is crap.
The crap might be crap, but does it give you a little more hope for next season? This season is not happening. I'll agree with you there.
It gives me a little hope for next season. I want to see what they're going to really have to build this defense in the draft. Because I'm sorry, this defense, I still don't believe in this defense all the way. Because, I mean, again, they don't have any receivers to threaten these corners. I've called y'all. That's been our problem all season long. Our corners and our safeties are absolute garbage. So let's see when a team has receivers to threaten these DBs if we're really that good. I mean, I think we're good up front. I think our linebacker core still probably needs a little help. But, again, I'm just waiting to see a team that can actually put pressure on this defense.
Listen, Tyrone, I get it. You're a long-suffering Cowboy fan. You don't want to just buy in at this any sign of – you know, a nice win is not going to reel you back in here, but, you know, there's something here. You can at least see the bones of it.
Sorry, you have the highest paid cornerback room in the history of the NFL, so that's something.
Eric's in Indiana wants to talk about this from the Raiders side of things. Eric, who's got to go from the Raiders after what we've seen this season?
Man, that's a tough question with the who's got to go. You know, it's been a rough year. You know, we've had injuries with Brock Bowers early this year, and that was where we game planned everything around. And we've lost a game. You know, we missed a PAT against Jacksonville. That's a playoff team. Should have won. We got a blocked field goal against Chicago. That's a win. Last week, we missed a field goal in Denver down by three. We've been close to some playoff teams, but we are far, far off. I think Chip Kelly, I don't like what he's done. He's made no adjustments. Last night's running game was probably the worst thing I've ever seen. Geno, we tried to plug him in, you know, and we tried to pick up where him and Carroll left off. And it's been ugly. I mean, he's had more interceptions and touchdowns. It's really a sad day as a Raider right now, but I feel bad for Max Crosby, honestly.
Yeah, but you know what, Eric? We all do, and Crosby had that good fumble on Dak Prescott in the second drive. Thank you for the phone call. You know, I said this the day after the trade deadline. Raiders did a bad job by not trading Max Crosby, and now they're probably going to trade him after the season. He's got 4 years left on his deal, Pearl, but only $30 million guaranteed left is what I read yesterday out of Las Vegas. That's extremely tradable, and there's going to be suitors lining up. Look at what defensive players went for just at the deadline.
But they've had three or four opportunities to trade Max Crosby, and he said he wants to stay. Why would this offseason be different?
Well, because you are so much further away than you ever thought you were. They thought they were going to, like, win now with the moves they made this offseason, and they just miscalculated. If you're still miscalculating after a two-win season, potentially, then, like, even the dumbest front office could see the writing on the wall there.
Yeah, I don't know. Exactly. Do you think you get two first rounds, like, for Max Crosby? Because I'm not so sure.
Maybe not two, but I'm definitely getting a first and a second.
Yeah, I don't know if Max Crosby's guaranteed to go away. I mean, he's the one positive force for this franchise. If it feels like if Max Crosby goes away, then you have Brock Bowers, but generally, it's a little different. I mean, because he's such a cool person.
Pearl, positive force. What with all due respect, what are you talking about?
I mean, Max Crosby's the man.
They've won two games. There's nothing positive about anything going on with the Raiders.
Well, it's just it's the one like elite person that has been associated with that franchise for the last 5 years. There's nothing else.
And right now, trading him might be the one thing that saves him, because even when if they do actually eventually turn this around, he's going to be in a rocking chair. Let's get to Bogish, who's got the latest headlines. 888-710-4ISN. Keep them coming on both the Cowboys and the Raiders.
Oh, look who's here.
Oh, hey, Manny. Good morning, everybody. Your headlines are sponsored by Prize Picks. The hard-hitting football action, even better with Prize Picks. Download Prize Picks and use code PRIMETIME.
Run.
And get $50 bonus credit instantly when you play $5. Must be present in certain states. Visit prizepicks.com. For restrictions and details. It is a $40 million gift for Penn State. It was safe to assume that James Franklin would work again soon. Not sure we had Virginia Tech and before Thanksgiving on the bingo card. The Hokies got their guy last night with a deal that reportedly drops his buyout from Penn State from $49 to just $9 million.
Very nice.
Do we know what's left on Pete Carroll's contract? His Raiders 2-8 after last night's beating from the Cowboys at home in primetime. The aforementioned Max Crosby still searching for wins.
You know, it's not pointing a finger at anyone. I point at myself first, you know what I mean? I look at myself to find ways to improve every day, and it's got to be everybody in the building. And, you know, we got to find solutions. That's it.
That's not true. He can't possibly look around him and be like, you know what? It starts with me. I'm the problem. It's like, you're not, dude. You're the only good thing about anything around here.
Well, him and Bowers.
And Bowers.
It's a 1-2 combo.
Although even with Max on the field last night, the Vegas D allowed 3 Dak Prescott touchdown passes in the second quarter, 4 total in this 33-16 final.
Is that bad?
It was an emotional post-game locker room for Dallas head coach Brian Schottenheimer.
We started talking about Marshawn and how proud he would be, and with the way we played the game, and then I tried to compose myself, which I did. And we did our normal celebration because that's what we do.
This was the Cowboys' first game, of course, since losing Marshawn Nealon, the head coach. Many others wore T-shirts with his face and name on it on the sidelines. Bengals wideout Ja'Marr Chase gets a 1-game suspension for spitting at Jalen Ramsey Sunday, and the Falcons have placed Michael Penix on IR with Sunday's knee injury, but yet to confirm reports that he is done for the year. On the flip side... LeBron James may make his season debut tonight against the Jazz.
My lungs feel like a newborn baby. That's the most important thing. I got to get my lungs back up to a grown man, and my voice is already gone. One day back, barking out calls and assignments and stuff, and getting my voice working again.
LeBron and his voice and his sciatica going through a 5-on-5 Laker practice yesterday for the first time since last postseason. Playing tonight depends on how he feels when he wakes up and then after morning shoot-arounds.
Did he ever play a game for the South Bay Lakers who was practicing with
them? No, they don't.
No, we would have seen that jersey.
That would have been awesome.
Yeah. That's an epic jersey to get if he actually played for the South Bay Lakers. LeBron James.
They should have done it just for the merch.
He should have worn number 45 with it, too. That would have been great.
They have a cool jersey, right? It's like a sun or something.
I don't know.
I actually know.
I think it's probably like a summer league version of the Lakers jersey.
Mm. It's like a glorified penny.
Yeah.
You guys remember those?
I probably has like 4 logo sponsors.
Yeah, no, this jersey's kind of whack.
Now, do they actually do that? I know players go to the G League affiliate for practice when the big team is not around, but do guys actually play in like rehab games in that league?
I don't know if you can, because you don't want some try-hard for the other team to take out LeBron James' knee and make a name for themselves.
No, I wouldn't put LeBron in a game, but is it even actually possible to do that?
I don't know with someone
like
LeBron.
A two-way contract.
Because, like, you know, baseball sometimes you go, oh, he's minor league rehab start. Yeah. Can you even send him to a game for that?
I don't know. I mean, the Knicks have always been very liberal with just sending guys down to the G League to play if they're not getting time. At least
they
did during Thibodeau.
Right.
So I don't know but those guys were always like young players. They weren't even two-way guys. They could be your first-round pick.
Sure.
They just send them down there because, well, you're not playing, so go play in the G League for a week. I don't know if you could do that for like a 20-year vet, though. There might be things in their contract. Folks,
why don't you go comb through the CBA for the next hour? Let us know.
Yeah. Is Bronny still going back and forth?
No, he's on the big club. I saw JJ Redick yelling at him.
I saw that, too.
He doesn't do any more G League? They don't put him back?
I haven't seen him back down there, no.
Speaking of Bronny, here's an unconfirmed nugget that I saw on Twitter this morning. Somehow, Bronny has played in more fourth quarters this season than Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, because OKC keeps winning so easily that he sits out the fourth. He didn't play it last night in a 126-109 beating of the Pelicans. That game was 49-24 after the first quarter. SGA had 23 points and 9 assists in just 29 minutes.
Again, I said it yesterday, we could beat the Pelicans.
I also saw a note, the Thunder, because the way the Clippers are playing, might have a top three pick in this year's ridiculously good draft. Like, is this the super dynasty that we're watching right now? I think nobody cares, by the way, but...
Are they going to break the record?
I probably not in the days of load management. Won't they rest their guys?
Well, but they are getting rest. This reminds me of the Warriors, the 73 win year, which ironically they didn't win. But remember, Steph Curry didn't play any fourth quarters either. Nope. They didn't need to load manage him.
They probably should have, right? Because he was, he
got hurt.
Got hurt in the playoffs.
But I mean, you can't argue. If you're close to the record, don't you have to go for it? How many 10-game winning streaks have they had? Two already this year?
No, they're 14-1.
Okay, right. Sorry.
One game they lost by 2 points, ironically. I
but mean, the record, you know, when the Warriors broke that record, because they didn't win the title, it didn't really do much. Like, nobody seemed to care. Because the NBA regular season...
We cared at the time, though.
But not like you... But I don't think... We cared a little bit, but because the regular season is so watered down, nobody cares about the NBA regular season. Clearly, the players don't, the teams don't,
fans don't.
So I don't think... Because the Warriors lost, it's one of those things you have to finish the season to make the record pop.
Yeah, the Bulls don't win the championship in 96. It still is not as much of a big deal.
And also, are any cool basketball stats now getting erased, like baseball stats, football stats?
Like you can't have multiple 20-win seasons from pitchers, probably,
or
things
just,
like that.
Yeah, because sports has changed, and there's so much, you're right, the regular season does not matter in the NBA. They've made that abundantly clear on certain teams.
Yeah, I saw Jalen Duren last night set an all-time record for points and shooting percentage or something. Like, nobody's even really trying that hard.
Everyone's just like, check his DraftKings account.
Yeah. I don't know.
It just feels like
we're
now.
Load management. But you are right, though. 14-1, Meg. This is the first I heard. Like, OKC, if they want to break that record, man, that should be easy for them. Because their backups are as good as most teams, aren't they?
A.J. Mitchell, who I don't know where this guy came from, but he has been now a starter for them this year, and he is awesome.
Where did any of those guys come from, man?
I know, but...
They have two Jalen Williamses. Yeah. And I didn't know about either one of them before the NBA.
Yeah, bro, I didn't know who they were during the pandemic.
Purdue returns to number one in the AP men's college basketball poll after a week sitting behind Houston. The Boilermakers won at number 8 Alabama last week, and Alex Ovechkin scoring career goal number 903 in the Capitals 2-1 win over the Kings, who had won 4 straight. Back to you guys.
Folks, thanks so much. All right, Cowboys, Raiders, a game last night, super lopsided. Cowboys look great, but the Raiders did their part. It's a sorry state of affairs in Las Vegas, so we're asking you two questions. One, is this the first time you can see a glimmer of hope for the Cowboys? It looks like an outline of a plan, at least on defense. And then on the Raiders side, who's got to go? Cannot keep the GM, coach, offensive coordinator, and quarterback when you've got two wins on the season. 888-710-4ISN.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Ethos Life, the easy way to get life insurance in 10 minutes. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam, just a few health questions. Get your free quote at CheckEthos.com. Not available in all states. Back on Maggie and Perloff, breaking down the Cowboys' relatively easy win over the Raiders and what it means. I mean, it means to me a lot about both teams. One good, one bad.
You want to flesh it out?
I mean, it looks good for the Cowboys. I think they're going to be a factor this year. They're going to be a major, at least a spoiler this year. Hmm. And the Raiders, obviously, I don't think you need much fleshing out. You just, they stink.
Yeah. EJ, you want to throw the poll up? Who's got to go on the Raiders? And we have four possibilities for a poll question, like four answers. So I would do Pete Carroll, Chip Kelly, Geno Smith, and John Spytek, the GM.
Well, I mean, you have to say who's got to go the most. I think Chip Kelly is number one, and then Pete Carroll number two, because they both have to go, right? I mean, there's no, you can't, who are they bringing back out of those two?
I mean, I guess I could squint and see Pete, just because I know he's 74, but to say, all right, he needs a at least another year to kind of build what he's building. But yeah. Chip Kelly, I mean, the funny part about Chip Kelly is, think about all the college openings that we're going to have, all the NFL openings we're going to have, and he's not going to be a factor in any one of them. It was pretty shocking that isn't he the highest paid offensive coordinator in the NFL, or close to it? I mean, good grief. JT's in Atlanta. JT, I disagree with Perloff. I don't think the Cowboys, anything's about this season, but I think next year you can see the bones of a good roster. What do you got?
I don't think Perloff believes what he's saying. I think he's just trolling Cowboy fans, because I think no self-respecting Eagle fan is going to, you know, ride that hard for the Cowboys. Just period.
But he loves Dak. I'll speak for you, Perloff.
Well, I don't love Dak, but JT, you've seen Dak Prescott against the Eagles. Like, he's pretty good.
Yeah, but not against his defense. And you're comparing it. You're saying that the reason why they, you know, golf struggle is because of the wind. I mean, didn't have anything to do with the fact that he didn't have time to throw the ball. I mean, it was
oh,
the
yeah,
defense,
it did.
Not the wind.
Oh, their timing offense was totally disrupted. The Lions usually get the ball out immediately. And he was Jared Goff outdoors. Come on. That is no great shakes to beat him.
We might as well say that the wind was the reason why Hurst wasn't able to throw the ball too, right? Then, I mean, come on. That's not the case. But we know that's not. And so we know what the Cowboys do. This is what they do all the time. They give their fans a little bit of hope. They make them think that there's something out there to look forward to. And then reality hits. And, you know, that's just the way it is. We're comparing what they did against the Raiders to what we think they're going to do versus the rest of the league. I mean, come on. That's like saying you beating your little brother in the backyard means you can play in the NBA.
JT, you're right. The Raiders had to play their part last night. They played the part of the team that rolled over. And thank you for the phone call. Totally. What I'm not saying for this year, the Cowboys, by some playoff projectors, have less than a 1% chance to make the playoffs. It's not about this year. Maybe, Pearl, you said they play spoiler. possibly. I just think it's about building for something for next year. That's what the Quinnen Williams trade was about. Listen, if you think it was chasing the bad Micah Parsons trade, I'm not going to disagree with you. But you are trying to fix something. Mm. And last night, I don't even know why, but the Raiders didn't even test the Cowboys run defense. Johnny's in Atlanta. Good morning, Johnny.
What's going on, Maggie and Perlo? Hey, I agree with you, Maggie, about it. They build something for next year. But the problem is, next year, I don't know if it's true or what's the name, but don't I have to pay George Pickens next year?
Yeah.
Hey, on his final, what's the name? So you know he going to want receiver one money, and he only receiver two. So they gonna either they going to overpay for him, or they going to have to do what they did with Michael Parsons, let him go, because he's not going to play. He's going to do what Michael Parsons sit on the sideline and act a fool, because you can tell his ego is. So they building something, but they gonna run into a problem when they try to pay the number two receiver. But the defense is gonna look good, but they still ain't gonna have a pass rush.
Yeah, but
and my thing with it.
Yeah, Johnny, but here's the one thing about it, right? So they look like they have one of the best wide receiver tandems in the NFL right now. And you know, obviously you trade for George Pickens, you realize the best case scenario and the worst case scenario. And this is turning out to be the best case scenario. And I'm not saying that I trust that Jerry's got this grand plan, but somehow Perloff's Eagles played A.J. Brown and played Devontae Smith, and they paid Jalen Hurts, and they paid all these other guys.
But yeah, I realize the Eagles don't got no – they have Riggio defense. They don't have – they traded for Quinn Williams. His contract is over 30-something million, I think. Then they paid Branch. They paid what's next? So they got to cut some salary cap.
Yeah, Diggs.
I want to talk about the Raiders real quick.
Sure.
If the Raiders let go of Pete Carroll, they turn into a rental coach. This is going to be the second coach they're going to cut in 1 year. So they cannot let Pete Carroll go. So it's going to be Chip Kelly, and it's going to be Geno Smith. And if I'm a big Ashton Jenkins fan, they need to let him be to a place where he can actually be a running back and get him out of Oakland. So.
Well, Johnny, they're not going to trade him now. Thank you so much for the call. They blew the pick, but you can't trade him after the rookie season, Ashton Jenty. That
no, he's going to want him anyway. I mean,
you'd be
quite expensive
selling
for a
low.
No, I don't think anyone. I mean, he's the number six pick. I assume his contract is pretty significant for a running back because running backs don't get paid. I'm totally with the thing about George Pickens. It's going to be really hard to pay him. Some of these salaries are crazy.
Yeah.
The average salaries. They're already paying Dak 60. CeeDee Lamb's getting 34. Pickens is going to want 40. And guess who Pickens' agent is? David Mulligan.
Oh, we're back with the same guy who had Michael Parsons? Oh, lovely. Do you
and
think
Quinnen
Jerry
Williams
will learn
is only
his name?
24. He's going to want more. The thing is, they're paying Deron Bland 22.5, and they're paying Trayvon Diggs 20.
I don't know his name.
Kenny Clark gets 21. Oh, man, this is going to be a fun free agency period. I cannot wait. So we have something to do this summer is to watch as the Cowboys turn. And Maggie, for you to say that it's not going to be like it always is, that is the definition of insanity, doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results, because I'm sorry, the Cowboys always run into the same problem. I don't know why this offseason would be any different.
Yeah, they're going to have to get creative here, which is not their strong suit. they're going to have to get a little creative. They're probably going to have to say goodbye to Diggs. They're going to have to maybe attach draft picks to that. They're probably going to have to eat a whole bunch of dead cap money for that. Listen, they made a bet on George Pickens, and they're winning it. Like, this is ultimately should be considered a good thing, right?
Well,
you
mean,
bought
no,
low on a guy,
yes,
and he had 144 yards on 9 catches last night and a touchdown. He looked amazing.
Right.
And he's been good all year.
Why was he available?
Well, because he's a head case.
No, because he's going to be a free agent. So that is the issue. He's sort of a one-year rental. If you don't make the playoffs this year and they don't re-sign him, was it worth it? I guess they'll get a comp pick, so it won't be the death of them. But still, I think you have a problem here. You got to kind of – I think they can make a run this year. You saw – they have a lot of talent. I don't think Philly and Kansas City, the two teams on their schedule, are so daunting. I mean, what is KC's offense? It kind of looks bad, too. I'm just saying, they're going to get annoyingly close to the playoffs this year. They'll probably just miss, and Cowboys fans are going to be once again entering the offseason with question marks. And I think you're way over-optimistic about Jerry managing all the cap this offseason.
Well, maybe so. I think that it actually would be more of a positive runway – for the Cowboys to be in the hunt and miss the playoffs and not suffer some ridiculous, terrible playoff loss than to just slightly then miss the playoffs, be in the hunt, and then the fan base can see something to build on.
Okay.
You know, what are you going to go to the playoffs and sneak in and get whooped by the Rams? Like, that's not going to be fun.
Well, if they were the 7 seed.
They're not getting in.
I don't know.
They're not getting in. But this is about next year.
But I see. So you're saying not making the playoffs is better than making the playoffs.
No, being on an upward trajectory. That's
so you'd rather be out and on upward and hope. But still, it's a lot of optimism that they will do things the right way this offseason.
888-710-4ISN. Listen, it's the best it's looked in a while for the Cowboys on the field. And then for the Raiders, who's got to go? You cannot bring back the head coach, the offensive coordinator, the quarterback, the GM. It's a 2-win team. They stink. Coming up next, we got our first college football hiring.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.